From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. 1 month ago at a Boise State Bronco football game, a malfunction caused a fireworks display to shoot towards spectators in the stadium. Now, a lot of people didn't notice what happened, but at least three people were hit with burning embers that burned their clothes, and it caused some concern. The Broncos' opening fireworks display was suspended because the fire marshal was investigating this incident. So to talk more about what happened, we asked Boise State Public Radio News reporter Troy Oppie to join us today. Hi, Troy.
Hi, Gemma. Good afternoon.
Okay, so describe what fans saw during the football game on September 17th.
So this was really easy to miss, right? The team takes the field. On the field, there's what's called the flame effect devices. Those are shooting fire straight up into the air on either side of the team. Locker room entrance. And then from the top of the Gene Blaymeyer Football Center, you've got aerial fireworks that shoot off and everybody cheers and applauds. On that day, as the team was taking the field, everything worked fine initially. And then toward the tail end of their entrance program, a firework due to a malfunction fired horizontally. And this shot a firework over fans in the north end zone bleachers and impacted a number of people.
So we know that at least two fans and a coach were hit with the burning embers, right?
Yeah, one, I talked to a fan who was sitting there who said his wife had a hole burned in her shirt. Somebody in front of them got hit in the head with the burning ember. Ooh. And then State Fire Marshal Knute Sandahl told me that a Boise State coach, because there's a gap between the football center and the door down below where the team exits, there's a gap between there and the bleachers. So a firework had fallen down below and put what Fire Marshal Sandahl deemed a minor burn into the clothes of a Boise State coach as well.
So what did the fire marshal tell you about what he say happened that day to the fireworks display?
So a bracket within the launching device of those fireworks failed. And when it did, it basically bent over, and that's what caused it to fire into the crowd. But there was a thorough investigation. The fire marshal's office has a deputy on site at every game, and they're kind of going through their process and you know, signing off on the various stages of inspection and preparedness. Before those fireworks are given permission to proceed at any given game, that deputy was there, had signed off on everything, and this happened anyway. Here's what Knute Sandahl, the state fire marshal, said about that investigation.
We examined very carefully what happened, what was the root cause, and came up with a solution in short order so that BSU could continue. But as I made it very clear to them, everything was on the table up to and including we're done with fireworks. We're done with the approximate audience pyrotechnics.
So, Troy, what changes were then made to get the fireworks display back up on the field, since in that clip we just heard, the fire marshal said, you know, we're done with that?
Yeah, they were evaluating that. The specific device that failed is actually no longer allowed to be used. Huh. The state fire marshal says you can't do that anymore. Fireworks America is the vendor, and actually it's Fireworks America of Idaho. It's their regional arm. They've been the vendor as far back as I can tell since Boise State began these types of displays. And they came to the state fire marshal and said, okay, so we have a different kind of device we can use. And the fire marshal put that through its paces to determine, because they said they weren't familiar with it before signing off. And here's Fire Marshal Sandahl talking about that.
We wanted a demonstration of that product that we were unfamiliar with before we said, okay, now we're satisfied. But the whole point of this is so that this never happens again.
And so that demonstration was successful, and the fire marshal signed off on using that new launch device, and the fireworks were back for the game against Fresno State a week or so ago.
So, I mean, Troy, fireworks are a big part of football games these days, you know? And
right,
you reported that the kind of fireworks that are used this close to people, they're actually different than what we see on those big 4th of July fireworks displays, right?
Yeah, and you heard in one of those clips from Marshall Sandall, he uses the phrase proximate audience fireworks. It's basically fireworks, they're not exploding at as high an elevation as what you might see on the 4th of July in those big professional shows, and they actually burn at a cooler temperature. So Fireworks America would not talk to me about this. They said, you know, we have proprietary equipment and manufacturers and process, and we're just not, we don't want to go down that road. Boise State didn't release a comment on this either. But Marshall Sandall said, you know, everything worked in this particular situation, which was alarming for some folks, but everything kind of worked as it was designed. Nobody was hurt. And it's kind of because they use those specific types of fireworks to, even if there is an incident, as there was, to limit the potential danger to fans that are impacted by that.
So should fans be concerned about this at this point, Troy? Or I mean, from a safety standpoint, it sounds like the fire marshal is satisfied. So I guess what's the future plan for this?
Yeah, the fire marshal is satisfied. Marshall Sandall said he did not have any concerns about Fireworks America as the vendor going forward. They've done what they needed to do. And again, the process that they have in place, if an incident happens, worked the way it's supposed to work. That's what Marshall Sandall told me. So I don't get the sense that anybody is concerned about the long-term safety or availability of pyrotechnics at Boise State football games, but they did make some changes using these different launch devices now for those aerial fireworks. And then the fire effect, the flame effect on the field, that's a completely different device. It's the same company doing it, but it's a completely different device, and they don't have concerns about that at this point.
Well, I want to thank you for your reporting on this, Troy. I appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Absolutely. We've been talking with our own Boise State Public Radio News reporter, Troy Oppy, about a fireworks malfunction at a Bronco game last month and what's been done to make sure things remain safe moving forward. I'm Gemma Gaudette, and this is Idaho Matters.